This is Akashwani, the news read by Punita Bakshe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilization spirit. He said Somnath Temple continues to stand tall despite repeated attacks and immense adversity. In an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in the year 1026, the Prime Minister said, hearing the word Somnath instills a sense of pride in people's hearts and minds. He said, it is the eternal proclamation of the country's soul, and this majestic temple is situated on the western coast of the country in Gujarat at a place called Prabhaspatan. Lauding the efforts of those who contributed in the restoration of Somnath Temple, the Prime Minister said another important milestone would be completed in 2026, marking 75 years since the restored temple was opened to devotees.
सोमनाथ हमें यह बताता है कि घृणा और कट्टरता में विनाश की विकृत ताकत हो सकती है, लेकिन आस्था में सृजन की शक्ति होती है। करोड़ों श्रद्धालुओं के लिए सोमनाथ आज भी आशा का अनंत नाद है। यह विश्वास का वह स्वर है जो टूटने के बाद भी उठने की प्रेरणा देता है। अगर 1,000 साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है, तो हम 1,000 साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं।
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the National Cadet Corps has played a commendable role during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while addressing the NCC Republic Day Parade Camp 2026 in New Delhi. Highlighting the success of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Radhakrishnan said the operation showed country's resolve to protect its national honour, sovereignty and people. The Supreme Court has refused to grant bail to activists Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam in the 2020 Delhi riots conspiracy matter, saying there was a prima facie case against the accused under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. However, a bench of Justice Arvind Kumar and Justice N.V. Anjaria granted bail to 5 other accused, Gulfisha Fatima, Miran Haider, Shifa Ur Rahman, Salim Khan and Shadab Ahmed in the case. The Delhi High Court today asked the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to respond to RJD leader Lalu Prasad Yadav's plea, challenging the framing of charges against him in the alleged IRCTC scam. The court has refused to stay the trial at this stage. The matter is scheduled for further hearing on the 14th of this month. In the case, charges were framed in October last year against Lalu Prasad Yadav, his wife Rabri Devi, son Tejas V. Yadav and 11 others for alleged cheating, criminal conspiracy and corruption. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned the Indian Coast Guard's ICG first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel, Samudra Pratap, in Goa today. The vessel will serve as a critical platform for enforcing marine pollution control regulations, maritime law enforcement, search and rescue operations, and safeguarding the country's exclusive economic zone. At the commissioning of Samudra Pratap, the Defence Minister hailed the vessel as a symbol of the country's collective resolve and maritime confidence.
Samudra Pratap is India's first indigenously designed pollution control vessel, and this is the largest vessel in the Coast Guard fleet so far. The speed of 22 knots reflects its operational strength. It also has an advanced pollution detection system, dedicated pollution control boats and modern firefighting capabilities, along with helicopters, hangars and aviation support, which increases its reach and effectiveness manifold.
Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that electronics production in the country has increased 6 times and exports have grown 8 times in the last 11 years. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said Apple shipped mobile phones worth $50 billion in 2025. He said this progress has propelled electronics products among the top 3 exported items. And that is the end of this news bulletin.